All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnati Mirandasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadam Hayam Dadati Sha Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschat Dishatarini Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Tinamine Sri Varsavanavi Devi Daitaya Kripadaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namo Madhurja Ujjala Premada Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namastute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dhanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Shakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambodhe Padambujayate Namo Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyo Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namo Vancha kalpa taru vescha kripa sindhu bhai vacha patita nam pavunibhu vaishnavibhu namo 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 mahabhadanaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurotishe namo he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namaskute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vishavanu sute devi pranamami hari priye vrindaye tulasi devaye priyaye kesavascha vishnu bhakti prade devi satvate namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna I'm going to read a little bit from Siddhanta Vaibhav by Bhakti Vikas Swami This is a, to me, was very attractive that how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur revealed our Prabhupada that we have attachment. And that also gives the position of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So this begins with, later world famous as His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Sri Abhay Charan De was given the name Abhay Charanarabinda Das at the time of initiation. During his household life, he was normally addressed and referred to by Gauriya Math member others as Abhay Da or Abhay Babu. Sri Jati Shekhar Prabhu related that he first met Sri Abhay Charan Prabhu on the seashore in Puri while collecting alms for the math, means temple. Requested him to come to Sri Purushottam Math for darshan of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Abhay Babu gave 3 rupee donation and took a receipt. Shortly after, Jyoti Shekhar joined the mission full time while availing of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's association in Puri. He was ordered to go to Calcutta. Because he was still young and inexperienced, and this would be his first trip to such a big city, he was sent in the escort of Abhay Babu, who was about to return. After the opening of Sri Gauriya Math, whenever Sri Abhay Babu was in Calcutta, he would visit every 2 or 3 days. He dressed simply. We are talking about our Prabhupada, how he would go and visit Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He dressed simply but neatly with dhoti, Punjabi and chador, and was generally smiling and jolly. Whenever Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was present at Sri Gauriya Math, Abhay Da would go directly to meet him without soliciting anyone else's permission. Sometimes he also met Vasudev Prabhu, who is in the picture, the fanny, that's Ananta Vasudev, Vasudev Prabhu. Yet usually would not mix with others. Some god brothers would criticize, who is this overly bold householder who without consulting us go directly to speak with Guru Maharaj? But Abhay Da did not care for their comments. Srila Saraswati Thakur was always pleased to see Abhay Da. Noting his eagerness to hear and his ability to grasp Krishna Bhakti as he was teaching it, and because he knew that Abhay Da liked to preach. Chira, 1934, Abhay Charanarabinda Prabhu was present when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was discussing with Gauriya Math's leaders about starting a new English magazine to complement the highly philosophical harmonies by presenting Gauriya teachings in a more broadly appealing manner. 3 possibilities were broached for the title: Universal Brotherhood, Universal Truth, and Gauriya Message. But it was Abhay Da's suggestion of Back to Godhead that met with Srila Saraswati Thakur's approval. Back to Godhead was a phrase that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati had coined and often used. He would say, to go back home, back to Godhead, is the motto of the Gauriya Math. Shortly afterward, he delivered a lecture on this subject, yet somehow the magazine was never began. So on Janmashtami of that year, in his upstairs room at Gauriya Math, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told Abhay to himself start a periodical of the name Back to Godhead. Being proficient in English, Abhay Prabhu was one of the devotees selected to attend Sir John Anderson, Governor of Bengal, upon his visit to Mayapur in January 1935-16. In case if you are not aware at that time, Sir John Anderson visiting Mayapur is like a Mr. Trump is visiting Mayapur. It's very big position at that time, in that part of the world. In his room at Sri Gauriya Math, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati sometime personally gave Mahaprasad to Abhay, and once called him to accept a full plate of Mahaprasad. Jyoti Shekhar Prabhu had never seen Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati do this for anyone else. Abhay Prabhu once asked Srila Saraswati Thakur about the relevance of bhoga, enjoyment, and tyaga, renunciation, in devotional life, citing the behavior of Sri Rupa Goswami, who left everything for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service, and Sri Ramananda Rai, who served Lord Chaitanya as an opulent householder. Both were highly exalted devotees, yet one renounced everything whereas the other remained in family life. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati replied by giving the example of how a woman in Vedic culture would dress. When her husband was absent, she would wear plain clothes and no ornaments, not comb her hair. But when he was at home, she would bathe twice daily, dress herself attractively, apply perfumed oil and ornaments to her body, and appear fully decorated for his pleasure. Her acceptance or renunciation of attractive appearance was based on service to her husband. Similarly, a devotee is prepared to renounce everything for the sake of serving Krishna, yet is also willing to live in a luxury if thereby Krishna can be better served. For a devotee, there is no personal consideration. He simply wishes to serve Krishna as well as possible and conduct his life accordingly. Once when Abhay Prabhu arrived at Sri Gauriya Math, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was pacing along the balcony of his quarters, surrounded by several leading sannyasis and brahmacharis. As Abhay Prabhu was going up the stair, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati noticed and motioned for him to come near. Abhay Prabhu approached slowly and humbly. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati greeted him affectionately, then opened his door and beckoned him inside, where they remained alone for quite some time. Amazed, the other devotees discussing among themselves how their Gurudev was favoring a lesser-known grihastha living outside the mart. In Kartik 1935, in his room at the Kunja Bihari Mart in Radhakund, Srila Saraswati Thakur spoke a few words to Abhay Prabhu that would alter the course of religious history. If you ever get money, print books. That was spoken in Radhakund. Abhay Prabhu was present in Bombay during a discussion regarding who to send to the West. Sri Narottam Brahmachari had just been proposed, yet he was reluctant to go so far from his Gurudev's lotus feet. Then Srila Saraswati Thakur himself put forward the name of Abhay. He will go. Certainly he will be able to do it. He is also preaching in English, so there is no problem. If you do not go, he will go. Sripad Nayanananda Babaji, formerly Satprasangananda Brahmachari, related the following history. The last year that our Gurudev organized and performed Navadvip Dham Parikrama, thousands of pilgrims assembled at our Champahati temple. There was entire village of tents stretching in all directions. On the afternoon of the last day, one of our godbrother had just arrived in Navadvip. Recently came from London by ship. He had gone there to preach but had returned without meeting full success. That evening during his lecture, Guru Maharaj explained his earnest desire that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching be spread in the Western countries. He said that this was the last request of his mother, Srimati Bhagavati Devi, to him before she left this world, and that indeed it would happen. Consequently, he had been willing to take life blood of the Gauriya Math funds to send devotees there, yet their attempts had been largely unsuccessful. At that point in his talk, I noticed something mysterious happening. Guru Maharaj had been looking out at the packed crowd of devotees, especially in the front, where all the sannyasis and brahmacharis in rags, clothes were. Then he turned his head and looked over to his left side, where I was standing. He was looking intently at someone and became silent for some time. I happened to look behind me and saw that the person with whom he was making eye contact was Abhay Charanaravinda Prabhu. I felt that they were looking at each other in a special way. Then Guru Maharaj turned and again addressed the audience in front of him and said, "But I have a prediction. However long in the future it may be, one of my disciples will cross the ocean and bring back the entire world." That was the end. Very nice. And it goes on and on. You can read those volumes of books are there. So I made this little small slide. See if we can capture something. We can go to the first slide. This was the first instruction that anybody would come and join. He would say, "What is our goal?" So we can read together. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Supreme victory to the congregation chanting of Krishna's names. This is the Gaudiya Math sole object of worship. Second, Sri Krishna, who is the Vishay Vigraha, or the object of devotees' prem, is the sole enjoyer, and all others are to be enjoyed by him. It's interesting. I don't know where the reference is. One time, Srila Prabhupada's lecture, Prabhupada says, when Duryodhan and they all adoring, appreciating, glorifying Balaram, but ignoring, criticizing Krishna, and Balaram put the club, he hit the floor, and he said he's going to destroy the whole things, and he established Krishna's position. He says, including me, are the servant of that Krishna who is the ultimate object of everybody's love. And Prabhupada says, then Balaram quoted this verse, Ekela Ishar Krishna Arsa Vritta Jare Joi Chena Chai Toi Chikare Nitta. Of course, before that I never thought Balaram knew Bengali, Chaitanya Chaitanya. But Prabhupada said, he quoted, means he established Krishna's position as the only enjoyer by Balaram. That's very nice. The third slide. Those who don't perform Hari Bhajan are ignorant and murderers of their own soul. So I just put the sloka from Bhagavad Gita 7:15 where Prabhupada always quote, those miscreants who are grossly foolish, who are lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheist nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. They are outside this building. Means not amongst us. They are outside. The fourth slide. The acceptance of Harinam and direct realization of Bhagavan are one and the same. Probably this is just my research. Prabhupada is the only acharya in our Guru Parampara promoted Hare Krishna Mahamantra's glory more than any other acharya's commentary. Almost like every pages you'll find something about Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Everywhere Prabhupada speaks, he somehow or other concludes with the glory of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is so nice. The five slides. Those who equate the demigods with Vishnu are unable to serve Bhagavan. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his life, he has exhibited this very well. There was one speaker, he was talking that Mayavadi touch, that we all are one, and you can worship one of the five Panchopasana that established by Shankaracharya. We all are one. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur ran to the stage and gave a big slap in front of his audience and the sannyasi. He said, we're not one. You're getting slapped and I'm giving you slap. So we're not one. I was like, was so surprised that finally that sannyasi had to leave, and then he sat down and spoke to the audience. Of course, we don't practice like this. He could do such brave things. The sixth, establishing a printing press to print devotional books and preaching by organizing Namhatta program constitutes genuine service to Sri Dham Mayapur. This is wonderful. You can see the TOBP is coming. This is, of course, old picture. Now they have more. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur had a Vaikuntha Vritti, he called. Vaikuntha Vritti means, how can I please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anywhere, everywhere, every way, every time? This was his motto. It doesn't matter right or wrong. So he revealed the Sridham Navabuddhi, and because of his one-pointed dedication to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could do such things that which we are, in a sense, we are enjoying the Mayapur Dham. You go to Mayapur Dham, it's like such a luxury. You have even helicopter goes there. Those days it was the jungles, there was the tigers and snakes, that's all lives there. No human being even would live in the Jogopit, that area. It was very hard struggle how Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur actually put together whole thing by the inspiration of his two guru. One guru is his own father, Kedarnanda Datta, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Srila Gaur Krishnadas Babaji. And he did few things in the Holy Dham. What we see the greatest glory, there was a big contribution at that time. He was such amazing when he started building this small hut to establish Mahaprabhu's puja, worshipping. He could not even find a disciple or somebody to come and do worshipping. So he hired a brahmana, and the brahmana, he smoked bidi. Bidi is a Western version of cigar, you can say, unless you know what is bidi. It's made of tobacco. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, it's okay, I'll bring you bidi, but you have to stay. Because nobody would live there, it was jungle and scary. But he wanted to establish the worship of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it was very hard struggle. So he made a bidi actually by his own hand to give this brahmana a supply of some tobacco intoxication. And this is how he started originally, worshipping this beautiful deity. When you go there, you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there and his two wives are there. They represent the three energy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has, Sri, Bhu, and Nila or Lila. Sri is first wife, second is Bhu or Vishnu Priya, and third is the Holy Dham. This three Shakti is fully present in that spot. And there in 1905, he also took a vow to chant billion names. You heard those. And he figured out that if he does 192 rounds like Haridas Thakur for 9 years, then it will become, I was calculating actually, it comes to 1 billion names. Like unbelievable. But the austerity, yes, he is a perfect example why Prabhupada quote his verse in different purport of his Bhagavatam explanation, that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was an emblem of Jukta Vairagya. The one hand, when he took this vow of chanting 1 billion names, there was a heavy rain, the water would come through the roof. He didn't want to waste his time. to fix it. He would take an umbrella and keep on chanting, going for hours and hours. For days, he would not endeavor anything for comfort. He would just so dedicated. But at the same time, you could see, well, I don't have a slide here, that how he was riding the most expensive car, had a British black shoes and a silk coat, so expensive, and a special made, handmade turban. As like a luxury, like a enjoyer. And he commented on it. He says, because it draws attention for people to hear me, I'll take and adopt anything to give them Harikatha. So he was a perfect example of Jukta Vairagya. And in Mayapur, every year, Gaur Purnima, he would invite dignitaries. 1935 was the Lord Anderson came. Before that, King of Tripura came. Every year he would invite somebody. And that's how the Gaur Purnima festival began, The first, before that, even early days, he took sannyas in 1918, but before that, his first disciple was Rohini Babu. Oh, I'm going to tell the story in the another slide. We'll go to the next one, Prabhu, and then we'll come to here. The seven, we can read together. We are not doers of good and bad deeds, nor are we scholar or illiterate, carrying the shoes of Hari's pure devotees as our duty. We are initiate into the mantra, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Was interesting, Kirtaniya Sadahari, he explains that Kirtaniya Sadahari means always chanting, but chanting does not mean Hare Krishna Mahamantra. His definition of chanting means glorifying Krishna. Like one personality was trying to chant and he stopped. He said, you are not here to enjoy this song. You are here to give pleasure to Krishna. So in his last days also, when he was about to leave, they were referring Vasudev Prabhu, who had a melodious voice. So maybe Prabhupada, he should sing, Vasudev Prabhu should sing. And he again made this strong point. No, we are not here to enjoy this. We are here to give pleasure to Krishna. When we chant, Krishna hears our calling. So sincerity in our prayers, in our chanting, in our calling, that's what attracts Krishna. And of course, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Prabhupada Gaurdadhar, he was not a big singer, but Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur chose to hear his voice over melodious voice of other person. And the reason he explained, even though he was lying sick, he was about to leave this world, he said, I want to hear because his realization is much deeper. That was necessary. So in the Holy Name Festival and other, those who are senior devotees, they should sing more instead of just melodious singing, because that will affect our heart, our consciousness. This will be nice. One time, it was very funny, there was an assembly with Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and there was a one local so-called Vaishnava came and he started to sing a song, O Jago O Rai means Radharani, wake up, Krishna is here. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur came and stopped. He said, first you learn how to wake up yourself. Until you wake up, try to wake up, Radha. So that was the end of this.
That,
oh, this is very nice. Because actually, I was going to come to one slide. That one place Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, you can see like everything Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says is in Prabhupada's purport. It's like, is Prabhupada speaking or Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur speaking? You know, when you read both sides, it's like, wow. It's like a Bhaktisiddhanta. That's why Srila Sridhar Maharaj says, he saw Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was preaching all over the world through Prabhupada. And Prabhupada says in one Bhagavatam purport, Now our Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is delivering in so many countries and traveling all over the world with his disciple. I'm thinking, really Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur traveling or Prabhupada is traveling? It's very like inseparable. You cannot separate Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur with Prabhupada or Prabhupada from Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. So he said one time, he was chanting. He said, okay, I'm going to put it in an audience. Let's see. I'm going to chant and you tell me, what do you see? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What did you see? What did you see in me? Or what did you, what effect you saw?
I saw you.
Well, I was there before chanting.
You were chanting.
Well, after chanting also I'm here. So what's the difference?
That's what I saw when I was chanting.
I know, but that's not what he says. You are connected with, you saw that? Okay, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur answered, he says, subtle body has changed. You cannot see, you can see the gross body, physical body, but you cannot see. Every moment we pray and chant, our subtle body changes. It's more important that our subtle body become Krishna conscious, then we are Krishna conscious. I mean, physically, we all are pure devotee. Everybody has a tilak here, a devotional dress. We all are pure devotee physically. But mentally, I'm not. I still have a problem, material desire, material, all these things. So the material, mental body, the subtle body, when it becomes pure, we are pure. So he said, more we chant, the subtle body become pure automatically, but it cannot be seen. And Prabhupada said the same thing in 5th canto, 1st chapter, 34 verse in the purport. Prabhupada said the exactly same thing. I was like, wow, like a very surprised thing. We go to the text, slide 8 together. Preaching without following proper conduct falls within the category of karma, mundane activities, without criticizing the nature of others. One should correct oneself. This is my personal instruction. And you all know, I think, Ramapad Maharaj, he gave class on Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur in Alachua, maybe 3 or 4 years back, I forgot the year. But he mentioned two stories. One story was very nice, which I heard in Mayapur early days, that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, sometime he would walk with 25 sannyasi disciples. And he would walk like a Singha Guru. He would scare those smartos and others, literally just by seeing. And he introduced the sannyas. Of course, there's many reasons. One of the reasons that the Ramakrishna sannyasi was drawing all the attention from the public. And he wants their attention to be diverted. So sannyas was needed, like an emergency. There's the four types of varnashram. One varnashram is Jaruri varnashram, means emergency. So he spoke about it, how the Jaruri varnashram he started. And whenever he would walk by Hulurghat means the ghat where everybody crosses the river. And the Jalangi type, not Ganges side, Jalangi side. So there was one guy, he was so critical to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. He would come and he would frantically, you know, dance in front of him. Ah, look at you. You are a big sannyasi. Ha, ha, ha. You are bogus. And right in front of all these 25 sannyasis and others, some of the sannyasi disciples felt like to kill him right then and there. But they could not do anything because Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was really folded his hand and he would respect him. And they would not know why, what he's doing, why he's doing such things. So one day, later, this Prabhu Sundarananda Vidya Vinod, one of his, you know, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur would sit one side Vasudev Prabhu, one side was Sundarananda Vidya Vinod. They are very highly learned scholars. So he came and he said, Prabhupada, good news. I said, yes. He said, that guy who is to always criticize and chastise you, he's dead. Just by hearing this, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur started crying. He had tears. And Sundarananda Vidya Vinod Prabhu was surprised. Is he supposed to be happy or sad? He's sad, obviously. So little later, they all gathered some disciple, and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, my Guru Maharaj was so merciful. He would manifest himself through him, through this person, to push my pride, false ego down, keep me humble. And that protection I lost today. Now he would see that way. I think sometimes like, wow, can I able to see that myself in some, possible by the mercy of you all, Vaishnavas, we can all come to that point. Next slide, 9. Serving the Brajavasis who felt great separation from Krishna when he left Braja to reside in Mathura is our supreme constitutional. This is a big thing or big difference between us and other imitators, you can say. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established to approach Krishna through separation. And Srila Prabhupada gave, or I would say, 2 lectures of Radhashtami are recorded in Vedabhis. Maybe he gave more, I don't know, but 2 are recorded. And early days in 68 or 69, I forgot, in Canada, Prabhupada gave a lecture on Radhashtami Day. And he said in the lecture that when you feel separation from the Radha Krishna, you are advancing. So the separation is the standard of measurement, I find, according to Prabhupada. But the other imitation is, they are not interested of developing separation. They are interested of meeting Leela. They always imagine. Even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when he was a young boy, in Jagannath Puri. I did not tell all the story of, you all know where he was appeared, how Jagannath, Prabhupada gave a beautiful story. We heard this many years, that how Jagannath Dev stopped there for 3 days, and he was 6 months old, and he got the, because she is a wife of a big officer, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so they allowed her to come in front of the deity, and she placed the Bimala Prasad, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, childhood name, Bimala Prasad, in front of the Jagannath, and the garland fell. And Prabhupada gives also that Bhaktivinoda Thakur pointed her, even at the birth time, how umbilical cord was there like a Brahman thread. He had a red mark here like a tilak. Kantimala, there was a 3 stripe, so many symptoms. He was mentioning this to Bhagavati Devi, his wife, that about their son, Bimala Prasad. So Bimala Prasad, he spent some time, when he was a young boy, see how serious and very fully alert about this Mahaprabhu's mission. So there was a famous, how do you say, imitation is Vaishnavas, or I would say neophyte Vaishnavas. The head of them were Raghunath Das, and he would not come. But one day he saw all his audience left. They went to hear Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he got very angry. Why are you all going there? Who is he? He said, he speaks and his son speak. He said, so eloquent, so we feel attraction to Radha Krishna. He said, so he did some research. And then next day he told the audience, he said, don't go there. He does not have an initiation and he is not having a Sika and Kantimala. So, but he could not stop his followers. So some or other they left and they're going every day. So one day he went sneakily to hear and he heard Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaking and Bimala Prasad, young boy, speaking also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur training him from childhood. And hearing this, Raghunath Das Babaji was like, wow. So he came to meet Bhaktivinoda Thakur face to face. When he came, Bimala Prasad was walking by. You know, sometimes you speak to somebody came to see you, and your child like walked by. I could imagine like this. So he's walking by, and he went right in front of Raghunath Das Babaji. He said, "Ha!" Like a way the child in India, maybe also in America, like when you don't like somebody or really you hate that person, you just show your face. And Raghunath Das Babaji says, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't see, but he heard that sound. So he came in and he asked, "Who is this boy?" He said, "That's my son, fifth child." He said, "Why he hates me?" He said, "He hates Sahajiyas. What can I say?" Can you imagine? A 5 years old boy hates Sahajiyas. Means he's fully aware what Sahajiyas is. And Raghunath Das Babaji got scared at that time. How deep this imitation is when? Well, Bimala Prasad started speaking. And that house you can go, when you go to Jagannath Puri, Durva Maharaj Prabhu and Mother Shyama Priya, they live there. They know much more than me about Jagannath Puri pastimes. But Ishkan bought that building called Bhakti Kuti. Now, of course, you cannot see exactly like the old Kuti, I remember. But now it's like a big multi-story building. I think 8-story or 10-story, I forgot. Ishkan, we have a nice restaurant on the ground floor. I went with Radhanath Maharaj. And upstairs you can stay. Very nice facility. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to live there and conduct these classes. And Bimala Prasad was speaking. And while he's speaking, he noticed that this Mataji is coming, but it's a little unusual Mataji. Because she's like a giggling and her face is covered. But in Vedic culture, they don't giggle like this in front of a Harikatha place. So Bimala Prasad, he's a young boy, 7 years old, and he's speaking and he says, "I remember one devotee, Gangadas Bhattacharya, he was very nice, attentive. And I didn't see him for a while. And this Mataji is giggling. I am here." And then he stopped. He said, "Excuse me?" He said, "I am here." You know, when a man tried to have a woman voice, I don't know, it's really horrible to me. And Bimala Prasad was scared. I mean, surprised. He said, "Excuse me?" And then he took off. He dressed like a woman. Actually, we can go to that. If you go, Prabhu 11. This is a famous also in Vrindavan right now. After Ishkan, you go half mile, big temple. It's his temple. But he dressed like a woman. He's an old man. He passed away. Kripalu. I don't want to say too much. But his big temple. Big, giant temple. Actually, it's bigger than Ishkan temple. I was there, I mean, this year. But he dressed, and this is a real picture. He dressed like a gopi. And he teaches his follower to dress like a gopi, manjari, like this. And he tells them who they are. So Gangadas Bhattacharya, when he took off his veil, Bimala Prasad was like surprised. He never saw or heard, like they really went dead deep down. He said, "What happened to you?" He said, "I'm Lalita Sakhi." And I'm trying to imitate the voice of Lalita. And Bimala Prasad stopped. And then they went, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bimala Prasad, father and son had a discussion. So in the beginning, they tried to make a one Vaishnava group, not two. But their philosophy went so deep down of imitationists that they would not agree. They would not. From that day, they became two Vaishnava. Till today, you see, there's a two group of Vaishnava from that day. Then Bimala Prasad and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "We are the Gaudiyas." And he would boldly speak against this imitationist. So let's read together this. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur quoted this. Even though he was a young boy, his English was so brilliant, I could not believe this. "Life as an animal, bird, insects, or any other of the countless thousands of species is acceptable. But taking shelter of deceit is thoroughly improper. Only an honest person possesses real auspiciousness." Because of the time, we'll just read very quick. You want to go 9, 10? Okay, Prabhu, I'm sorry. There's a story of each of them, but we'll read just quick. 9. Serving the Brajabasis who felt great separation from Krishna when he left Braja to reside in Mathura is our supreme constitutional occupation. 10. If we desire to follow an auspicious course in life, then disregarding the theories of even countless people, we should hear instruction only from a transcendental source. 11. We did. 12. Simple heartedness is synonyms with Vaishnavism. Servant of Paramahansa Vaishnava should be simple hearted, a quality which makes them the topmost Brahman. 13. Helping to draw conditioned souls away from their perverted attachment to this material energy is the greatest compassion. If even one soul is rescued from Mahamaya's fortress, that compassionate act is infinitely more benevolent than the construction of unlimited hospitals. Guess who are doing this? Who is following this instruction? Us, Prabhupada, ISKCON. That's what we do. We are following Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's every instruction. This is so true. As I'm speaking now, so how many thousands of devotees outside distributing books and giving Hari Katha and others? It's so nice. 14. We have not come to this world to be construction workers. We are the bearers of Sri Chaitanya Dev's instruction. 15. We will not remain in this world for long. By profusely performing Hari Kirtan, upon relinquishing these material bodies, we will experience the ultimate reward of embodied life. 16. The foot dust of Sri Rupa Goswami, the fulfiller of Sri Chaitanya Dev's inner desire, is our life's soul's desired object. 17. If we are diseased due to being fearful that some listener may be displeased, I would be deviating from the path of Vedic truth and accepting the path of untruth. I would become one who is inimical to the Vedas, an atheist, and would no longer possess faith in Bhagavan, the very embodiment of truth. You know, it's funny, Srila Prabhupada was giving lecture in Delhi, and it was so big crowd came out, and Jayadatta Maharaj tell this story. When you see him, you can ask him. He was sitting near a switch box. You heard the story? And then Prabhupada and this guy comes and he's speaking all nonsense Mayavadi. And Prabhupada gave a signal some or other. What kind of signal? Jayadatta Maharaj understood. He was sitting the switch box and turned on the fan. Also it was warm. And the fan created such a loud sound, nobody heard what he was speaking. Prabhupada was very relaxed and is chanting. This is good. As soon as he finished, then he also looked at Jayadatta Maharaj, he turned off again. And then Prabhupada spoke. So sometimes Prabhupada is very compassionate, but nobody heard what that guy spoke. Because I don't know if you know industrial fan. It makes so loud noise, nobody can hear anything. So that's how Prabhupada put it that way. 18. Krishna's darshan can only be attained through the medium of the ear. As one hears Harikatha from pure Vaishnavas, there is no other way. Very good. This will give one the opportunity to practice smarana, remembrance, and internal experience of rendering direct service to the Radha Krishna's pastime in each of the 8 parts of the day becomes possible. We should understand that the loud calling out of Krishna's name is bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 22. Bhagavan will not accept anything that is offered by a person who does not chant Harinam 100,000 times daily. 1 lakh of names. 23. By sincerely endeavoring to chant Harinam without offenses and remaining fixed in chanting constantly, one's offenses will fade and pure Harinam will rise on the tongue. That's the last one. 24. As mundane thoughts arise while taking Harinam, one should not become discouraged. A secondary consequence of taking Harinam is that these useless mundane thoughts will gradually dissipate. Therefore, one should not first times will automatically layer. Srila Prabhupada ki. I'll end with this one little story. I mentioned this beauty many times, but it's so nice that how in realistically that how Srila Prabhupada, our Prabhupada or Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur delivers. Not necessarily every followers are like completely 100% dedicated at the moment of initiation or soon after. Sometimes some deviated. Just like one of Prabhupada's disciples deviated also for 30 years. He didn't chant, didn't appear anywhere. Then he was in emergency. You all heard the story. Harishwari Prabhu was conducted. And then his girlfriend, she did not know who Prabhupada was much. But some or other, right before he left this world, he got up in the hospital with his IV and everything. He folded his hand, tried. He says, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, and then he left. So we see that mercy of Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and our Prabhupada is so relevant. This happened to also one of the Prabhu. His name is Ramgoti Prabhu. It's a very famous story at that time because he was very dedicated when he came to the mission. And then he left, he got married. He married to a person, the family, they love eating fish. As I mentioned, fish is like, in Bengal, fish is like, to you may not be a big deal, but fish in Bengal is like ice cream and cake to America, something like that. That's how it is. So this Prabhu, he some or other, he did not want, but slowly, slowly association made him go full speed. And he broke all the rules, regulation. He did not chant. He just became just like another Hindus, back to whatever, Hindus or Karmi or I don't know. So at one point, he came to in his life that he got sick and he's about to die. And some or other different personality comes, but his memory of Krishna consciousness was not fully had any access. Some or other there was no devotee association, and then eventually he died. In Hindu culture, when father dies, the son, the eldest son, has to cremate the body. Till today is there. So his eldest son used to live in Guwahati, Assam, which is like a 12 hours journey. So they sent somebody to bring his oldest son. By the time he came, it's 24 hours. So they left the dead body. But you know, in the crematory in India, how they do a bunch of wood like this, and they put the dead body and then bunch of wood like this. So they have a scientific way how the whole body will be burned. So they are waiting, 24 hours. And all the villagers also came. Some, of course, went back and then came back. Finally, the son came. And the son, he was very depressed and he was crying in the train. And when he arrived in the house, he was crying to his father. And he remembered, so he told he saw his father is dead, but he's crying. In the crying, he's appealing, Father, I remember you told me that you are a spiritual seeker. You were initiated. What happened those? You didn't chant, you didn't have any tilak, you didn't have a beat. And some or other he remembered from childhood that after so long. And he started crying and crying and crying. No, father, you cannot just live like this. You should go as a religious person, otherwise. All of a sudden he saw, they saw, all the villagers, that he got up from the dead body after 24 hours and moved the wood, and he told his son that take me to the temple of my Guru Maharaj. In Guwahati there is a Gaudiya Math. So he went there and he lived there for about decades. And every day he would cry and chant and cry and chant. So one day the sannyasi asked, reveal to us what happened. He said he was taken by the Jamadutas. Two, didn't say four, two. And as he was going, he was feeling thirsty. He had no clue, even though he was initiated by Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he had no clue about Krishna consciousness. He was so grossly eating fish and meat and all this. Then on the way to Jamaloka, he was so thirsty that he wanted to quench his thirst, and he asked the Jamadutas, give me something, I need to drink. I can't walk anymore, it's too hot, dehydrated, I cannot, fainting again and again. He said, okay, here. And he saw it's like a blood, throw up, river. He, just by seeing this, he's feeling like throwing up, what to talk about drink. And that was the only option. And the sun was above, and he explained that in that article, it's on the, actually you can see in Google's, YouTube's, one Gaudiya Sannyasi also spoke about it, details. Bhakti Vikas Maharaj also mentioned Ramgati Prabhu's. And somebody drawn actually, in the hot sun, like a burning sun, and the bottom, you walk, and the hawks, whoever did the painting of our Bhagavatam 5th canto, it's almost like that. So then he was walking by. Finally he came and he saw that he is in a big queue, and there's a big court, and Jamaraj is there, and he started like thinking like, where am I? Oh my God, I'm in a Jamaloka. And then he saw the person in the queue, one by one, name is called, and they're being like, they're screaming. As soon their name is called, they started feeling the pain. And they're being like immediately thrown to another hell or like this. He was so frightened, he didn't know what to do, he's still thinking. When he came, the Chitragupta changed his service. Chitragupta is the secretary of Jamaraj. He does all the judgment on behalf of Jamaraj. Jamaraj doesn't have to do, but he supervises, observes how his secretary do. So, but when that devotee, Ramgati Prabhu, came, he says, I cannot handle your case, you have to see our Lord. So he came in front of Jamaraj, and then Jamaraj, he closed his eyes. And then he says, you are initiated one time by Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He's just like this. He said, Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta. And he said, yes, I was. Then Jamaraj closed his eye. And he opened his eyes. Said, go back. So he, instead of going through suffering, he realized that he was in a about to be cremated. He had no clue that he was like this. So he came out and he was crying and crying and crying, and he just regretted, repented. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur came to him in that spot in Jamaloka. He appeared right in front of Jamaraj. He said, go back and chant, and then you'll go back home, back to God. So it's very nice. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sangata Vaishnavinda ki jai. Thank you. Any short comment? If anybody has, you want to add? Yes, Prabhu.
Question.
Yes, Prabhu.
You mentioned that the desire to preach in the West originated with the wife of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that? I mean, my understanding of the number of children that she had, obviously that takes so much time. How she was involved with the preaching work to have such a desire, given the time of the, during the, her time in India, in Victoria, India, it's.
I don't recall much, but little bit of what I understood and heard, that Bhagavati Devi was very close to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhagavati Devi, Kamala Devi is the daughter. They went to see Gaur Kishore Das Babaji in Navadvip. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur left his body where? Calcutta. Calcutta is not a place considered holy place or something. It's a place of Kali. So when Gaur Krishnadas Babaji saw Bhagavati Devi, he said, what are you doing here? So, you are the great Vaishnava. I have come to have your darshan. This is my daughter, Kamala Devi. So please bless us. He says, how can you neglect the deity of your house and went to the market to have a darshan of deity? She said, I didn't understand. He said, do you know who is your husband? He's an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. Because you are so close, Jogamaya covers you. You do not know. You should run back and serve him. Navadvip and Calcutta is a little far, you know, it takes 3-4 hours. I don't know, those days probably more. Nowadays even takes 3-4 hours. So those days, then when she came, she started seeing Bhaktivinoda Thakur in a Mahaprabhu's intimate associate. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur knew this. When he was a little boy, 7 years old, when he saw Bipin Bihari was placing his feet on Bhaktivinoda Thakur's head, and Bimala Prasad, he saw it, he didn't say anything. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur went in a parikrama of the house, and he came and he told his guru, you place feet on my father's head, do you know who he is? He's an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. He's an intimate associate of Radharani. How dare you put your feet on his head? It's like a little young boy. And Bipin Bihari, of course, he asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is he your son? He knows your spiritual identity. He said, yes, Lord has sent for some purpose. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, Jogamaya covered Bhagavati Devi because she is very advanced soul. From that day, it says Bhagavati Devi actually used to pay obeisances to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, was not treating her only him as a husband, but was seeing him like intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur revealed his secret, that the purpose of his coming to establish this Vaishnava Dharma in a pure form and enunciate this prithivite asajata nagara adi gram sarvatra prachar haive mor naam, every town and village this holy name of Mahaprabhu has to be sung. And Bhagavati Devi was so hypnotized by this. When she was leaving the body, so Bimala Prasad came nearby, say, mother, tell me something that I can make you happy. He said, you will make me happy if you can preach all over the world this Mahaprabhu's teaching. That will please your father, that will please me, that will please Mahaprabhu, because this is what Mahaprabhu wants. So Bimala Prasad got like hypnotized about it. How to do it, how to do it. So we are very grateful that Prabhupada has done and he pleased his Guru Maharaj. Only thing we can do, we can assist Prabhupada in his mission to fulfill his Guru Maharaj's. Is that okay? Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, Prabhu. Lilananda Prabhu, you wanted to say something?
I'm sorry. Everybody already said jai.
That's
jai for the
question. There's a... His mother was so influential that on his last wishes, which is a document that was found by Harisori Prabhu in his group, he mentions his mother's name. I remember, it's the second item that says that he wanted some kind of shrine be built for her, and he, during his lifetime, he didn't do, and he wanted his disciples to do it for him.
His
Bhaktisiddhanta's mother.
Bhagavati Devi.
Bhagavati Devi, that, on his last will and testament, although Prabhupada said there was no last will and testament, but they found a document which resembles that. Another thing is the Japamala. You mentioned that he chanted 1 billion holy names. That Japamala actually belonged to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and it's on the Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava book. Mm. And Srila, it says that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had also chanted 1 billion names of Krishna on that Japamala. Then he passed to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and we need to find that Japamala.
Can you steal it somewhere? No, I cannot say we. I want to steal it. Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Bancha Kalpataru Vishwa, Vipasindu Bevacha, Vritita, Anampabhanibhu, Vishnu Vipo, Namo.